The Holy Gospel today comes from Matthew in the 13th chapter. Jesus put before the crowds another parable. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to someone who sowed good seed in his field. But while everybody was asleep, an enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat, and they went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared as well. And the slaves of the householder came and said to him, "Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where then did the weeds come from?" He answered, "An enemy has done this." And the slave said to him, "Then do you want us to go and gather them?" But he replied, "No, for in gathering the weeds, you would uproot the wheat along with them. Let both of them grow together until the harvest. And at harvest time, I will tell the reapers, 'Collect the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn.'" And then he left the crowds and went into the house. And his disciples approached him, saying, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds of the field." And he answered, "The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man, and the field is the world, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom, and the weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil, and the harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are the angels. Just as the weeds are collected and they are burned up with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all causes of sin and evildoers, and they will throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father." Let anyone with ears listen. This is the gospel of our Lord. Every spring, I wait for it. The burning bushes branch that it starts turning red. For the snert, you know it, that last bit of snow / dirt mixture to go away. And then the grass starts coming back to life. The green sprouts forth, and then I wait for it. Those darn dandelions. They start their growing season. Yet, are they a plant or a weed? That's the question. Today, I'm even wearing my weeding shirt. Many people say we've got to get rid of them. Those dandelions, they're messing up and spoiling my beautiful lawn. Dig them up. Throw them in the pile with the other weeds. Cast them out of my lawn. Then all will be well. Then my beautifully manicured lawn can return to its glory. Absolutely. I found it interesting that the federal government has a definition for noxious weeds and a federal weed list. The definition of noxious weeds is plants growing where they are not wanted, plants not purposefully planted, undesirable without purpose, unwanted by some. Think about this. The U.S. Department of Agriculture admits that over 50% of our flora is made up of species that are considered undesirable from some segments of our society. So I don't know about you, but I know that maybe it's how we look at the weeds that matter and what kind of destruction they are going to do in the midst of the fields of the seeds and grass. Plus, I sure have a soft heart for those dandelions, because when my daughter picked them over the years and brought me a little bouquet of them, I just loved them. Yes, I know that the flowers turn into little clusters and umbrellas born of those seeds, those white seeds, and planting themselves all over the place and starting the mad cycle of making more and more weeds and infesting even more and more yards along the way. But the unexpectedness of the dandelions reminds me of the lavishness of God's love and grace flung broadly all over for everyone, along with my daughter's love. And the gospel in God's kingdom today is comparing both the field and both the wheat and the weeds growing together. The weed described in this parable is believed to be the Bardened Darnel, described by some to be the devil of all weeds. And without benefit, the Bearded Darnel roots around the roots of the good plants, taking the good nutrients and the water and making it possible to root out without damaging the good crop. But above ground, the darnel looks almost identical to wheat, only until it bears seed. You can't tell what is wheat and what is the bearded darnel, which is sometimes called false wheat. And it grows in the same fields as the wheat and even the good seeds. So it seems like there is more ambiguity between the weeds and what then than we realize. The servant in the parable says, "Master, did you not sow good seed in your fields? Where did these weeds come from?" And the landowner says, "An enemy is responsible." The servants say, "Well, let us go out and pull all the weeds up." And like the servants who see the weeds and the dandelions and want to pull them up, we would really like to get rid of the weeds and the evil and all the things we see in people that believe are not like us, the theology that doesn't fit with our own understandings, the pretenses of people claiming God but not caring for their neighbors, or those who judge others even when they do not know the whole story or don't even care to ask, and all the rest of the things in life. Often we are inclined to focus our energy on pulling up all of the dangerous or questionable expressions of faith, mowing everything down, and ensuring only the people representing God and the church have passed the proper litmus test, are part of the kingdom and the field. And it also seems like there is a litmus test for everything today to make sure you fit in on the right or the wrong side. And are you the wheat or the weed? It's a struggle today. We are struggling with a mixture of seeds and weeds and evildoers. And I think it is important to realize that the parable says we are going to have them all in our life no matter what. We have to learn to live with them together. Yes, it is tempting to spend our time identifying and removing the weeds. But the trouble with that is we risk harming the good things. The good things growing in the midst if we do that. And we risk becoming so distracted by the weeds that we forget to live out the goodness that God created us out of and calls us towards right here and right now, because we are trying to do the best we can in the midst of some tough times right now. So maybe this parable is calling us to shift our attention away from our attempts to properly interpret what is good and what is evil, and instead calling us to focus our energy on the important work of loving Jesus and loving our neighbor. Because if you hate weeding your own flower beds and weeds and dandelions and garden just as much as I do, then you might take this as good news. But more than that, if you're overwhelmed by all that is happening in our world, this is good news for how we can live as people of faith in these uneasy times. Really, the only thing we have much control over is where we focus our attention, where we focus our care and our love. Rather than calling us to put on our gardening gloves and pluck out what we believe is unquestionable, not our way of thinking, what we don't agree with, or evil in this world and more, We are to be wheat, to do good, to produce good seed, to seek justice, even in the field where weeds and evil abounds. And instead of getting sidetracked or distracted by what we perceive as being noxious weeds or anything not aligned with God's love and God's kingdom, what if we put all our energy into being good in the kingdom? About the good in our world, caring for our neighbor, loving one another. And maybe start at the root of the problem of those things that are evil. Bringing an end to the reason why the enemy sowed the thistles all through the wheat and slipped away before dawn. That's the hard work. As blessed followers of Jesus, we are called to focus our daily lives and to be steady and enduring, active and resilient witnesses to God's amazing, enduring love, especially in a world in which weeds get misidentified and the signs of God being at work aren't always clearly noticed. How do we point them out? And of course, our job as Christians is not to seek out and eliminate the sin and evil in this world, because we are going to live with it every day. It's going to grow right alongside us, just like that wheat and weed in today's gospel, just like the weeds out in our yard. Could it be that not only are we not to take matters of justice in our own hands, but we are also to entertain the possibility that we can't tell who are wheat and who are weeds? We have to remember it is God's responsibility to take care of the evil at the end of the age. So our call is to love Jesus and to follow his ways in a broken world, sometimes crazy, this crazy, unexpected world, and to devote our energy in living out God's sweeping love in our everyday lives. To love deeply even when God's grace-filled kind of love is hard to come by. We are also called to dream about what is possible even in the face of impossibility. To call for justice in the midst of injustice. To open wide our hearts in the fields, in our yards, in the church, in the world with some questionable, noxious weeds. So let us pray. Dear God, open our hearts that we may be surprised by your love and grace and see that we may come across people each and every day. And that, yes, we might put on our gloves to do some weeding, but as we're weeding, we're doing it with love. Love out of our hearts to weed love into the world, to weed and throw seed into the world, and to be able to throw grace into the world, and to build relationships in the world, and loving Jesus and loving one another. Amen.